This is KCUR. Four metro area children have died in drive-by shootings since October. Emotions run high when children become innocent victims of violent crime, but the number of drive-by shootings isn't actually up in the metro. KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports on what community leaders are doing to understand the problem.
Kansas City, Missouri ended 2014 with fewer homicides than the city had seen in nearly 50 years. But good news on the violent crimes front doesn't lessen the tragedy of a death like Angel Hooper's. The 6-year-old was gunned down in a gas station parking lot in October, the first of four child victims of drive-by shootings in recent months.
Angel Hooper and her father and the family was innocent.
Alvin Brooks has been dealing with these issues for decades. The former city councilman heads up the Board of Police Commissioners and the ad hoc group against crime.
The shooter was not taken into consideration that if I shoot this gun, I just may not hit my target and in fact hit somebody else in that case.
Violence against children isn't new. Brooks's office at 31st and Prospect is lined with the faces of Kansas City's young homicide victims. Flyers pleading for information in unsolved cases that date back to the late 90s. But it's how Kansas City kids have been dying lately that's gripped the metro. On the Kansas side, three more children have died in drive-by shootings since Hooper's death. 10-year-old McCole Stewart, 16-year-old Khalif Hampton, and 7-month-old Jaquel Mansaw, all killed in their homes. It sounds like an epidemic. But both the Kansas City, Missouri and the Kansas City, Kansas police say there's no reason to believe the number of drive-by shootings is up, even though neither agency keeps stats on drive-bys. In fact, no one does. The Violence Policy Center in Washington, D.C. tried to, at least for a few years. But the last report it put out was in 2010. Josh Sugarman is the executive director.
It really was just collecting news clips, by hand.
Part of the problem is there's no box to check on an incident report for a drive-by shooting. It's all just gun crime. Kansas City, Kansas investigates anytime shots are fired into a residence, but police rely on occupants to report such crimes. University of Missouri, Kansas City criminologist Andrew Fox says maybe 10% of all gun crime would be considered a drive-by shooting.
When you're in a moving car, shooting at a moving target, and you're likely pretty inexperienced with weapons, the likelihood that you're going to hit someone who you weren't aiming at goes up. And so some of the research shows that, that about 40 to 60% of the victims in drive-by shootings tend to be innocent victims.
Fox says Kansas City probably isn't seeing an uptick in drive-by shootings, but an increase in the number of innocent victims. And police would rather keep criminals guessing than share their strategies for bringing those numbers down. Sergeant Kari Thompson is a spokeswoman for the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department.
We're not going to show all of our cards, so to speak.
But some criminologists like Fox argue that's exactly what police should do. They should show their cards so the consequences of violent crime are less abstract. Part of Fox's work with the No Violence Alliance on the Missouri side is helping police build intricate webs showing the social networks of known criminals, everyone they spend time with or might know.
Trying to better understand the beefs and alliances between those groups.
Police use the webs to track criminal activity for all group members, even nonviolent offenses that aren't usually a top priority in high crime areas.
All the legal vulnerabilities that somebody has. They might have back child support or receiving cable illegally, parking their car illegally, driving without a license, violating their probation.
When police are worried about retaliation, they put out the word that they have dirt on everyone in hopes it can stop another shooting. It's a strategy that's worked in other cities and one that civic leaders say is starting to work here. Eric Wesson writes about crime for the Kansas City Call, an African-American newspaper. He sees himself as an advocate for a community that doesn't have a voice.
They're not represented politically. They have very little to no education. There's very little to no resources in their communities.
Wesson's analysis of the problem is that perpetrators of violence just don't care anymore.
There used to be kind of a street code that if you saw somebody with their kids, you would wait and go back. If you had a beef with them and it resulted in you having to shoot somebody, you would do it when their kids weren't around.
Back at the ad hoc office, Alvin Brooks makes another point. The perpetrators, in many of these cases, aren't much older than the victims.
But I think the new civil rights movement ought to be, and especially for the African American community, is trying to reduce the violence, because the Jaquel Mansells had a right to live. That's a human rights issue, a right to live.
The three Kansas drive-by shootings remain unsolved. Ellie Moxley, KCUR News.